What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show with special guest, a legend, Coach Kelvin Sampson of the Houston Cougars on the Boss Man Show. You see him on the screen. Coach, good to chat with you again. I was good to see you coaching your tail off, man. I was cheering for you all year long, man. So the stars in the corner all year, Coach.
I appreciate that, Boss Man. I was luckiest man in college basketball because I got to coach great kids, bought into everything that we did as a staff. Great player leadership, tough kids, could win on the road, could win at home. And, you know, after that Duke game, going into the Florida game, we had every intention of winning that one. But, you know, shout out to Florida, Coach Golden, Walter Clayton Jr., those big guys they had a good team.
And Coach, well, congratulations on the extension you got from the university. And talk about what that means to you and your family, knowing that the University of Houston is still loves you, value what you do, wants you're around for years to come to help mold and teach young men about basketball and life off the court as well.
Well, at my age, Boss Man, if you sign a contract here now, for me, it's a lifetime contract. I'm going to be 70 years old.
And, you don't look it, Coach.
No, I still pop. I still pop. I still got some juice. I love coaching, though. I love helping kids. I love teaching them how to do things the right way. You know, the world is full of people that's made mistakes. And when you can learn from your mistakes and use that to help somebody else, I think that's maybe the greatest gift that we can give them. But I have a passion for teaching. I have a giving heart. I like helping other people. And coaching, it allows me to do that. There could not be another platform for me to do what I try to do more impactful or more powerful than coaching college basketball.
And coach, you do such a great job of it too, man. All your guys are disciplined. They're about the team. They're team first individuals. And talk about the character piece that you look for in a young man when you recruit them, when you go see them play in an AAU tournament or see them play, just you choose watch how you watch and observe them on the bench and how those small details that fans don't really understand that me and you do from I'm a son of a coach as well. So like about those intangibles that a young man needs to be a part of your program and your culture that's been great for years.
No, that's a great point. Great question. For us, it starts with evaluation. I just don't go and you don't have to be very smart to pick out the best player on the floor. But he may not be a fit for our system and how we do things. And so we have to evaluate, does he have the values and the traits that's important to us and our culture? Will he allow us to coach him the way that we coach? There's no secrets. Everybody's games are televised now. So they sit and watch you coach. They sit and watch your team play. They see the style you play. So not only are we choosing them, they're choosing us. And when you have those two things combined, it can form a great marriage. I think the greatest thing about our program, Boss Man, is that in the last 10 years, in our top 10 players, we've only had three or four kids transfer in 10 years. That's unheard of today.
Oh, yes.
But that's because we evaluate those kids and we know that they can have success here. And then we try not to over-recruit. So if we have a kid in the program, he knows he's got a chance to play. And then we like taking freshmen. And of course, all freshmen should want a red shirt today with this NIL thing. You get 5 years of it.
Yes.
That's changed the game, the NIL component. But hopefully, with this new house settlement and the rules associated with it, will calm some things down and let's get back to reality. But it starts with character, coachability. One of the things I've noticed too is for years and years and years, most of the recruiting, I was dealing strictly with black mamas. One of the things that's really changed is now you got a mom and daddy. And a lot of these daddies are highly, highly educated and they're smart. And they're not selecting schools. They're evaluating these coaches to see which coach can help my son reach his goals. And I think that's really helped us. I know that most of the kids we recruit, the parents have had a big impact on their sons coming here because of our discipline, our toughness, how hard we work. And there's value in that if they want to go to the NBA. So we've had five kids drafted here in the last few years, 5 or 6 years, and they're coming from parents that value our culture and the standards that we set for our kids. And that's been a big change for me is building relationships with parents that care about their young man and want him to be in an environment where he can grow.
100%, Coach Sam. So I'm going to tell you something for me, coaches. I never get to play for him, but Randy Peel told me something as a young man years ago. Says, oh, Jerry, I always do the next right thing. That's how I've tried to live my life and live this life for the show and have relationships with coaches and players and raise it, teach that to my son as well. That doing the next right thing. I think what you talk about that character piece, just doing that next right thing, you'll have the right character, the right integrity that you need to win on and off the floor.
Yeah, well, nobody wants a knucklehead on their team, and we've been blessed here, and I have a great staff. Can't give our staff enough credit for understanding and reading the room. They know how I coach, so there's certain guys that can fit here and certain guys that can't. But we have to evaluate that. We just don't start recruiting. We start evaluating, and evaluating leads to recruiting. And then we get those kids that are coming down here. You got 15 practices before we play our next game, for instance. And I'm working on their attitudes. I'm teaching them to give maximum effort because that's going to allow us to be the best team we can be. That's because we recruit high character kids. And I think the biggest discipline problem we've had the last few years is I had a kid who forgot to cut his cell phone off in a film session.
And oh, no.
His phone went off. Now, that's a no-no with me, but that's about it. The kid made an honest mistake, and I tried to use that as a teaching moment, but at the same time, I knew that was a great kid, and I gave him the benefit of the doubt.
100%. Coach, you mentioned something about fathers. Come on, for Father's Day, how cool is it for you to see all the young men you've impacted call and text you on Father's Day and say, thank you, Coach, for what you did for me. And you know, you've been a father yourself to having your Lauren and Kellen with you. Just how much being a father means to you, and be also father to your players who also return that favor and become fathers themselves and have their young men and bring them around you as well.
You know, in the weeks leading up to Father's Day, you know, I always remind them when Father Day's coming. And they said, Coach, why do you always tell us to call our mother or call our father? I miss my mom and dad every day. I think about them a lot, but I can't call them on Mother's Day. And I can't call them anymore on Father's Day. They're not here. But these kids I have, their fathers are here. Their mothers are here. I said, call them because you can. Because one day you can't. So value that. Let them tell you what's going on in their lives. Ask them about their health. You know, when they talk, they just want to know about you. But you've got to make sure that you show appreciation for everything they've done. We started this conversation, you talking to me about your 3-year-old son. I love that. You know, fathers and sons and fathers and daughters, those relationships are special, and that's why this is the best job I've ever had. I'm so fortunate that I get to coach of the school that I love and appreciate, and I get to do it with my son and my daughter. My wife's kind of the queen. she's kind of the queen, and has such great impact on this program. But seeing my daughter grow, seeing my son grow into great adults and great parents, and seeing them grow in this profession and having the respect that people give them, that's good enough for me.
100%, Coach. And I tell you what, Coach, seeing my young man grow from 2 to 3, and now seeing him grow every day he's getting smart, he picks up on something. And, you know, now I'm out there with him dribbling the basketball a little bit, showing him a little bit about basketball. He's picking up on it. He's watching videos with me on YouTube with 5 out. So
it's like
I'm getting to do what my dad did for him.
Yeah.
And I'm loving that, Coach.
Yeah, I wouldn't be in that. My dad was a high school coach, and he was my hero. I looked up to him. I told someone, if my dad was a carpenter, I'm sure I'd have a tool belt on. You know, that's how much I looked up to him. But that's almost how much he and my mother both impacted me. I appreciate them. And there's a lot of days I wish they were still here so I could tell them how much I loved them and appreciated them.
100%, Coach. And you know what? I would ask his coach as well. You've got a great coaching tree. And talk about the development of your staff and getting guys to credit big head coaches like Talbot Hester, you know, Travis Steele, Cindy, Alvin Brooks, and Ray McCollum, Qantas, who's now at Lafayette. We're in Lafayette now. So talk about just on your staff, trusting these young men on your staff to have responsibilities so when they become a head coach, they're not so overwhelmed and they're ready for that position for working for you all those good years.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked me that. When I hire a coach, obviously we're evaluating him, and there's you're not always going to hire the perfect coach, and that's why as a head coach you have to be involved in his development, making sure that he's doing things that align with the program's goals. And I tell them all, I'm going to do everything I can to help you become a head coach. I don't want you to stay here forever. I want you to come help us, and then in turn we'll help you. The last one was Quanis White. Quanis is a huge part of our success. He coached our guards. He was an unbelievable recruiter. he was a guy that fit in seamlessly in this program because Qantas is such a giver. You can't have selfish assistant coaches. I don't like assistant coaches always worried about their next job, thinking about. So I tell them this every year. The best job you're ever going to have is the one you have now. Do your job. Don't worry about your next one, because if you are, I may let you go early so you can go get it. Do your job. Don't look over your shoulder to see who's looking at you. Just do it. But we do a good job of bringing in great guys, great husbands, great fathers, great people. When you got a team full of good teammates and you got a staff full of great teammates, then and only then can you go forward and have a great program.
100%, Coach Sampson. Coach, I wanted to ask you about your bubble drill, because I talked about this a lot on the show, on different shows, about the drill you do for free rebounding, teach the guys about rebounding, and how you want guys to get 50% offensive rebounds every game. So if you could do a quick breakdown of your bubble drill and how and why you want your guys to crash the board so hard to get 50% offensive rebounds every game.
Well, the great thing about working on offensive rebound, it also gives you a chance to work on blocking out, we always talk about how to defeat a blockout, what angles, getting to an outside shoulder. It's like a defensive lineman trying to get by an offensive lineman. Can't go right through him. You got to use your leverage or get him off balance and maybe change directions, go the other way. We teach all that with offensive rebounding. But we have this little plastic lid that fits, clamps down on top of the rim. So when the ball is shot, it's always going to be a rebound. We start off 1-on-1, 2-on-2, 3-on-3, 4-on-4, and then 5-on-5. And if there's any point in our early practices where I see that we're not committed to go to the offensive boards, and we don't have the bubble on, I'll put the thing back on and make them go until I have this 10-point game I like to play. You get 1 point for a rebound. Offensive rebounds 1 point, defensive rebounds 1 point. We play it in the half court, and whoever gets 10 rebounds first wins. The loser has to run. You find out who your tough guys are. You find out the guys that don't mind contact, but you also find out the guys that don't like it. And those are the ones I focus on. Like we have this kid named JoJo Tugler. He started at the 5 for us this year. Elite in the Duke game and the Auburn game, Purdue game, Tennessee game, all the games we played down the stretch. Our offensive rebound was a big factor in us winning. But it's because we treat offensive rebounds as a pass to us. When they shoot it, we go get it. And then the other thing really helps us and things we emphasize is tips. You can't always get an offensive rebound clean, but you can tip it and keep it alive, which allows somebody else to get it. So, and it can't be done once a week or twice a week, 3 times a week. I mean, if you believe in something and you understand the importance of it, you're going to do it every day. Every day means every day, especially in September and October and early November. Now, once you get that in, you can move on because now they're doing it as a habit. If something happens once, it could be an accident. When it happens twice, it could be a coincidence. But when it happens 3 or more times, it becomes a habit. So part of a coach's job is to teach and create good habits. And offensive rebounding has to be a habit.
100%, Coach. And Coach, what I also love about it, you do the hustle stat sheet there to hold guys accountable and how guys really want to know how they're growing it out after every game. Talk about how important it is to hold guys accountable and the guys hold each other accountable by saying, hey, your grade was this. We need to do better in these stats. So, and also, those hustle stats win games. Those small things, they're not even a stat sheet, but they do win games.
Right. Yeah, our managers do a good job of keeping those stats. And there are things that we think is important. I think we were top 5 in the nation last year in fewest turnovers committed, for instance. I think we averaged, I know it was less than 9, 8.8, something like that. But we chart that in practice. And if on your third turnover, you run. Your fourth turnover, you run more. Your fifth turnover, we're going to put you on the track team. I mean, that's there's always standards and accountability. But you know what, boss man? The best teams have great player leadership.
Yes, sir.
Teams that underachieve usually have poor player leadership. The strength of our team this year is that our leaders were our player. When you teach responsibility, you can have accountability, but when they're responsible for each other, like LJ Cryer, Jawan Roberts, those were two fantastic leaders for this team. They would hold each other accountable. They would get on Emmanuel Sharp if he did this. They were always pulling Milos Juzan up so he can get with us after he transferred in here. But our players take such pride in this program and the standards that we have. And that's a good thing to see. I always know at some point during the year if this team gets it yet. But you know what, boss man? I like kids that cry. I like kids that care so much about each other and the coaching staff and the team that when we do lose, they get emotional about it. So having a team that cares for each other, plays for something bigger than themselves, that's a wonderful thing when you get it.
And Coach Sampson, something me and my dad talked about with your team is we watch you all play, how you guys defend multiple actions with multiple efforts, while some discipline to their assignments. Talk about that important piece of that practice of just Steven playing hard as you can, multiple actions going over, under, ice drop, whatever it's covered you in, but still staying disciplined to their assignments and how you drill that in practice.
I can tell you know a lot about basketball, boss man. defense is not just guarding your man, it is guarding multiple actions. You know, do you know how to guard a baseline flex cut? Do you know how to guard a pin down? Do you know how to guard a back screen? Do you know how to guard a horizontal screen? If a team comes and goes to screen, do you understand the communication that you have so you're on the same page that each player is guarding their man? I put a lot of emphasis on communication. And I'm an analogy guy. So here's my analogy that I use for communication. I tell our, especially our bigs, because they're usually heavily involved in the coverage calls. I said, I want you to think you're an air traffic controller. You're sitting there with that headset on. You got four runways, but you got five planes that are all coming in to land. How important do you think communication is? And so I put them in those scenarios and I said, if you go up and don't call this and have your communication, like let's say the call is right or the call is down or the call is left or the call is stay, that communication you have with that headset on to that pilot doesn't know where those other four planes are. He just knows that he's going to trust you to get him on the ground on the right runway so he can get his passengers on the ground safe. Well, that's what you're doing every time you make a coverage call. You got to put that guard in position where he can stop the ball and you can get up and do your job. So I use things like close the door and shut the window. You know, somebody's got to shut the door and then somebody's got to close the window. You know, we may slide a dribble handoff. We may switch a dribble handoff. But whatever it is, we work as much on the communication of those coverages as much as anything else. And then the effort is standards. The only person that can set the standards is the head coach. You know, I'm always teaching attitude and effort. Those are the only two things that these kids can control. It's the only two things you can control is your attitude and your effort. If those things are at the highest level, then and only then will you have a chance to succeed.
Coach, I got two more for you, Coach. I want to ask you about Houston area D1 basketball, Coach. You got, including yourself, you got my friend Rob Lanier at Rice. Craig Doty is another friend of mine. Byron Smith, a Prairie View friend of mine as well. Let's talk and Johnny Jones, I know him doing very well, but I've had him on the show a few times at Texas Southern. Talk about the quality coaching and programs in the Houston area right now.
And also M.A. Udoka with the
Rockets.
Rockets. M.A.'s good man, does an awesome job. Johnny Jones, Rob Lanier, Byron Smith. I know all those guys. I invite them to practice. Their staffs, they can come in and sit in. Byron Smith, I think, is an outstanding coach. I'm actually playing golf Thursday with Johnny Jones. But those are my guys. They're all good friends of mine. Houston is lucky to have them. Every Division I school in this city has an outstanding head coach. And I think that speaks volumes for the city of Houston, because there's so much talent in this area. You can go north, you can go south, you can go east and go west. You can build a team with Houston guys on, for us some years. Some years, you know, maybe down a little bit. But Houston's a great city, man. I love living here.
I love coming there when the Hawks come to town every year, Coach. Nick, I want to see you this year when I come. Make sure you're in town to see you.
Come by and watch practice, man.
Yes, indeed. And last one for you, Coach. I want to ask you about relationships. To two guys I know very well, Greg Gumbel, who passed away. When I covered football, I'll see him in the press box. And also with Jim Nance, I'll see him as well. What about the relationship with Jim Nance and your memories of Greg Gumbel, relationships with him as well?
I had a great relationship with Greg Gumbel, because he told me one time, he said, when I walk through an airport, I can't tell you how many times people walk up and say, are you Kelvin Sampson? And I said, I can't believe how many times I walk through an airport. The two people I get confused with is Greg Gumbel and Tubby Smith. He said, is your name Tubby Smith? Are you Greg Gumbel? So when we would, during the NCAA tournament, when we'd have conference calls, or they'd come by the hotel, him and Jim, during the Final Fours, I always enjoyed that time, because those guys are such professionals. Now, one of my best friends is Jim Nance. So this year, we were in the Midwest Regional, and we had to play Purdue and Tennessee. So after we beat Purdue, then we beat Tennessee. So now we had the trophy, cut the nets down, going to to San Antonio for the Final Four. Jim followed us all the way. He was in Wichita, he was in Indianapolis, and he was in San Antonio. So after the Tennessee game, we're up on they had this little stage where they did the trophy presentation. I looked out there and I saw Jim Nance. And just instinctively, I looked at Jim and said, Jim, get up here. Get up here. He's got a little boy, we call him J-Mo. So Jim and J-Mo got to be in our team photos of getting the trophy and all the players. He's such an advocate for our program. He's such an advocate for our university. He's been so great to the city of Houston. He's so humble and professional and genuine. That is a good, good man.
Yes, indeed. I always love talking to the press box when I see him. So hopefully he'll have a Falcon game this year. I'll see him in the press box this year and let him know that I'll catch on the show as well.
Yeah, that's one of my buddies. During the Masters, he invited me and my son Kellen down. So we went into the, what's the cabin called?
Butler Cabin.
Yeah, we went to the Butler Cabin and watched him and Trevor Immelman work. And then we got pictures made with him and his son and me and Kellen. And after it was over, Jim drove us on a golf cart down to number 12. And we got on the number 12 tee box and took pictures. And I have those pictures in my office now. But Jim and I have a wonderful relationship. And there's nobody disrespected more or got more emotional and showed tears of when Greg Gumbel passed away. You see Seth Davis and Clark Kellogg, Kenny Smith, Chuck, all those guys. They knew the impact he had in the broadcasting world, and the great example he's set for so many.
Well, Coach, I told Greg this myself, that he's one of my inspirations to do media was him. Seeing him on the NBA on NBC, that kind of gave me my thought, I can do this.
Good. We all need somebody to inspire us.
Yes, indeed. But Coach, it's been a pleasure to talk to you again, Coach. And I'll get your number offline, but I'll take contact with you, Coach, and see you soon when I'm in Houston. I'll come by and see you, man.
Come by and see me, man. You're always welcome.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, boss man. Take care of yourself. Enjoy that sun.
Will do.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared, the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.